Middle East and Africa.
Senegal, trouble at home. President Abdoulaye Wade will ignore domestic discontent at his peril.
Once a source of delays and frustration, the drive from the airport into downtown Dakar is now quite a joy. Four lanes of tarred road sweep past gleaming mansions near the airport and hug the palm-fringed Atlantic beachfront right into the town centre. La Corniche, as it is known, is one of President Abdoulaye Wade's great projects. He trumpets it as a symbol of his achievements. But to his critics, it is a source of ammunition for allegations of corruption, nepotism, and the president's allegedly growing lust for power. Long hailed as a beacon of democracy in a corner of Africa plagued by conflicts and chaos, Senegal is going through its own hard times. Mr. Wade is facing unprecedented rage and frustration. Since he took office in 2000, after 22 years as the country's main opposition leader, a growing number of his people are disappointed. Yet the country had been doing rather well. Its relatively good communications network had brought investment into businesses such as call centres, challenging Francophone North African countries as outsourcing destinations for France. Senegal has also profited from recent years of chaos in nearby Côte d'Ivoire, once Francophone West Africa's financial hub. Many international organisations and banks have switched to Dakar from Abidjan, the Ivorian commercial capital, bringing rich expatriates and a building boom. Arab countries, too, have invested a lot in Senegal. The Organisation of the Islamic Conference, OIC, held its summit there a year ago after several delays in finishing the preparations, including the Corniche. Mr. Wade likes to be seen as a continental statesman. He has tried to broker talks to end crises in Zimbabwe, Sudan's Darfur region, and Chad. To display his lofty ambitions, another project, a huge statue symbolizing Africa's renaissance, overlooking Dhaka, is being built by North Koreans. But close to home, many Senegalese are less impressed. "These meetings, these roads, and these houses," grumbles a Dakar driver. "The politicians are corrupt and we are still poor." The country has not escaped the impact of soaring commodity prices. The normally easygoing capital has had its share of demonstrators calling for measures to tackle the food crisis instead of building glamorous projects. Some of Mr. Wade's friends fear he has dynastic ambitions. Re-elected in 2007, he has plenty more time in office. But many Senegalese think he is lining up his son, Karim, to succeed him. The younger Mr. Wade ran the OIC summit. In its aftermath, several grand hotels were left unfinished. When Parliament's Speaker, a member of the President's party, too noisily called for an inquiry, he was sacked. So Senegal's democratic credentials are being questioned. Rows between the government and the press have become frequent. A prominent newspaper publisher, El Malik Sek, was jailed for printing a controversial article about the president and his son. And democracy-minded Africans elsewhere were disappointed when Mr. Wade seemed to endorse a military coup late last year in neighbouring Guinea after the death of its long-time president.